In 1988, ABC premiered the sitcom Roseanne, starring Roseanne Barr as the matriarch of a struggling but funny working-class family. It was a major TV hit and lasted 9 seasons. 30 years later, on Tuesday night, ABC begins a new season 10, starring the original cast and picking up where the original Roseanne series ended. Well, sort of. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
This new Roseanne sitcom is nothing special, but the first one was groundbreaking. The original Roseanne sitcom, which arrived with a bang in 1988 and crawled off with a whimper in 1997, showed up at a significant moment in TV history, and in actual history, too. When Roseanne premiered on ABC, TV's most popular series was NBC's The Cosby Show, a breakthrough sitcom about an upper-middle-class black family. Starring Bill Cosby, it was a return to the father-knows-best sitcom sensibility of the 1950s. But Roseanne, which immediately became the second most popular TV show that season, was intentionally, aggressively different. Its central character, played by Roseanne Barr, was a matriarch, not a patriarch. Her family, the Connors, were solidly working class, struggling to get by with factory and odd jobs. And while, like the Huxtables on The Cosby Show, the family members on Roseanne loved each other, they also took out their frustrations by bickering and wisecracking. A lot. And in a larger context, Roseanne the TV series arrived at the tail end of the Reagan administration, when some classes of society had emerged with more wealth and prospects than others. The first seasons of Roseanne were explosive, giving voice to a viewpoint, in terms of class as well as gender, largely absent from TV entertainment at the time. And the show had two secret weapons, co-stars who were marvelously talented actors. John Goodman as Roseanne's loving and usually patient husband, Dan, and Laurie Metcalf as her flighty and very vocal sister, Jackie. But by the show's final season, Roseanne was a lukewarm mess. The Connors won the lottery, Jackie was romanced by a prince, and Dan died. Then, in the series finale, Roseanne, the TV character, admitted that she'd been making most of that stuff up while writing a book and imagining a better life. So Roseanne ended the way one infamous season of Dallas had, with a claim that a lot of what viewers had seen had been a bad dream and a chance to hit the reset button. The difference is, Dallas revived its dead character, Bobby Ewing, the next year. Roseanne waited 2 decades, but now it's back. Dan is alive, and he and Roseanne are still living in the same house, along with one of their former teen daughters, Darlene, played by Sarah Gilbert, who now has a teen daughter of her own. She's played by Emma Kenney and fits in perfectly. She's been playing Debbie Gallagher, one of the problem children of a very dysfunctional family, on Showtime's drama series Shameless. In the new Roseanne, the parents are now grandparents and watch with amusement the struggles of the next generation. They've even found a clever way to work in both of the actresses who played the other Connor daughter, by giving one of them an entirely new role. The series even returns and relaunches the same way that Bob Newhart's classic Newhart series ended, by playing with people's collective TV memories. In Newhart, Bob woke up in bed with Suzanne Plachette, who played his wife Emily on a previous series, The Bob Newhart Show, and Bob dismissed his whole Newhart series experience as a bad dream. To begin this revival of Roseanne, the central character also wakes up in bed with her spouse, who, happy to report, is wearing a CPAP mask and is very much alive.
Dan? Dan? Dan!
What happened?
I thought you were dead.
I'm sleeping. Why does everybody always think I'm dead?
You looked happy. I thought maybe you moved on.
With the new generations of Connors under the same roof, either living or visiting, it allows this new Roseanne to pull a page from the playbook of another working-class TV comedy classic, All in the Family. In that hit sitcom from the 70s, every conversation allowed conservative patriarch Archie Bunker to debate politics and other issues with his liberal son-in-law, whom he called Meathead. In this new Roseanne, it's still the central character, this time played by Roseanne, who fights for more conservative values. But this time it's her sister, played by Laurie Metcalf, who challenges her beliefs and even her selection for president.
How could you have voted for him, Roseanne?
He talked about jobs, Jackie. He said he'd shake things up. I mean, this might come as a complete shock to you, but we almost lost our house the way things are going.
Have you looked at the news? Because now things are worse.
Not on the real news.
Oh, please!
I like the idea of having comic debates about current issues, in theory. But in practice, it's been done before so much better on All in the Family. Talking about issues in a sitcom was brand new then, but feels somewhat recycled now. As revived sitcoms from earlier eras go, Roseanne is a lot better than Netflix's Fuller House and a bit better than One Day at a Time. But that's not high praise, and it's not meant to be. When it premiered, Roseanne broke new ground. This time around, it's good, but nowhere near required viewing.
David Bianculli is editor of the website TV Worth Watching. Roseanne returns tomorrow night.